Welcome to Gospel Truth, celebrating the good news of Jesus Christ, the coming of the Savior of the world, Emmanuel, God with us. And now, here's Gospel Truth Bible teacher, Andrew Womack.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. This week, I'm going to continue a series that I started last week talking about Don't Limit God. I've got a brand new book out on this by that title. The subtitle is Imagine Yourself Successful. And last week, I shared a lot of things, but this is just an awesome revelation that has changed my life. The Lord spoke to me January the 31st of 2002 and used Psalm 78:41, which says, in their heart they tempted God, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. And God used that to just revolutionize me. And this book is written 12 years after that experience. And I tell you, this has changed me. I believe that this teaching could revolutionize your life. We not only have the book, but we have CDs, DVDs. We also have a study guide that goes into that. And we're making a special offer. This is a little static cling sticker that peels off of this white piece of paper, but it just sticks anywhere. It's not sticky, but it's just static that uses it. And I put this on the mirror in our bathroom. I have this, you know, on our windshield and just all kinds of things. And I tell you, it's a constant reminder about how we have to make an effort not to limit God. So I've already covered a tremendous amount of material about this. I've talked about how that God spoke this to me, the things that made me aware that I was limiting God. I've tried to encourage every single person. I don't care who you are. We all limit God in some way. I don't think that, you know, God is just infinite. He is infinite. It's impossible to mine everything that He has for you and accomplish everything, regardless of how you accomplish. You might look good compared to me or to somebody else, but compared to the potential that is available to you through God, every one of us comes short. And so we spend our entire life pursuing a goal. The Apostle Paul, who wrote half of the New Testament, said in Philippians chapter 3, says, I don't count myself to have apprehended, but I do one thing. I press towards this mark, towards this goal. You don't ever get there. God is infinite. You can't totally manifest. You can never draw everything He's got for you out. It's impossible for finite man to totally represent and release everything that infinite God has. But we need to be moving in that direction. And so, anyway, this is what we've already talked about. And last Friday, I started talking about specific things in my life that I was doing that limited God. And I went through quite a bit. I turned over to Mark chapter 4, verse 18, talked about the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things. And Satan uses that to choke the word, to keep us from being fruitful and reaching our full potential. But really, a good way of just saying it was, I was lazy. I had struggled for so many years in ministry. Jamie and I went through extreme poverty where it looked like we were going to die at any minute, and we just did without and we struggled. People stayed away from my meetings by the thousands. And it's like I had to be seeking God. I had to be praying. I had to do these things to survive. It looked like we were just going to die at any moment. But after I started on television in 2000, for 2 years, our ministry just grew. People were being touched, and I started coasting. And the way I put it is, I just became lazy. I was enjoying not being under the gun. I was enjoying not being stretched. I was enjoying the relative ease that everything was working with. And God spoke to me that, you know what, that was limiting Him. We need to enjoy the journey. We need to enjoy God. I'm not talking about, just being one of these perfectionists and that is driven to succeed and stuff like that. I enjoy the journey. I have fun along the way. But I was having too much fun. I was too complacent. Here's another verse that kind of expresses what I'm talking about. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, it says, "For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. And anyway, there's a lot of ways you can interpret that. But the Amplified Bible says, a dream comes with much business and pain and effort. But this is talking about that, you know, if you have a goal, if you have a dream, those dreams do not come to pass. You don't fulfill those dreams by being lazy, by being complacent, by being satisfied. For you to reach out and make a difference, not only in your life and in your family, but I mean, let God flow through you and make a difference and touch people's lives. For that to happen, it takes effort. It takes a lot of pain. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of business. And you know what? I was just actually in a place back in 2002 where I was coasting and I wasn't stretching myself and I wasn't believing God for anything. I don't know if you can relate to this or not, but you know, I'm in a position right now where again, this summer in 2014, the Lord spoke to me that I was limiting Him again. And this was part of it, that we had for the last 3.5 years, we had this goal of building the first of two buildings at that time, two buildings that I saw, and it was a $32 million project, and I determined that I was going to do it debt-free. Now, that includes the purchase of the property, all of the infrastructure. We did $11 million worth of infrastructure that is for the whole campus that wasn't just that building. That first building was around $19 million, but the whole project, counting the infrastructure and everything, was $32 million. And you know what? When we started that, I didn't have any money. And we have to have over $2 million a month just to pay my television airtime, my employees, and do the necessary things. And on top of that $2 million plus per month, I had to come up with an extra $32 million in around 30-something months. So I had to have about an extra $1 million a month. And you know what? We were under the gun, and I was believing God and keeping myself encouraged, and I couldn't coast. I couldn't rest. But after the completion of that building, you know what? I breathed a great sigh of relief, and I started limiting God again. The Lord spoke to me this summer that, you know what, I'd accomplished that. But now we had the next building, and I thought that the next building was going to be about $25 million. It turned out when we actually got the exact bids in, it turned out to be $35 million. And then on top of that, we don't have enough parking. We use the city codes to come up with parking, but they figure 5 people per car. We've actually done a survey, and at our school, we average 1.5 people per car. So you know what? We were about 3 times less parking space than what we needed. And rather than take all of this beautiful property that God's given us and make parking for miles and make people walk 0.5 mile in the snow, I've decided that the best thing, the thing that would be the most beneficial to us, is to build a 1,000-car park that most of it's below the ground. It'll be the exact same height as this building. It fits perfectly and stuff, but it's another $18 million. So you add all of these things together, now I'm in a $53 million building program to accommodate this main auditorium and the parking garage. And just recently, I'm not going to go into all the details right here, but the Lord spoke to me and told me I was dreaming way too small. That He wants to raise up a college that is going to be, I mean, I believe it's going to be the most beautiful college, Bible college campus on the globe, certainly the ones that I know of. It's going to facilitate things. I recently went to a major Christian university and I was shocked. They took me up to this vantage point and I looked and there were, I don't even know, but at least 50 buildings. I had 2 envisioned. And I was looking out there and it accommodates 3,500 people. That's the low end of what God told me we would have at our main Caris Bible College campus. Of course, we got campuses all over the world, but the main campus, He told me to build it and prepare for at least 3,500 people. I believe that with night school and different things, we could accommodate way over 4,000 people. So I was looking at this Christian university that has 3,500 people in it, and they had, I don't know, over 50 buildings. And all of a sudden, I began to realize I'm thinking way too small. We need student housing. We need all kinds of things. In the Woodland Park area, it's only about 12, 13 miles up into the mountains west of Colorado Springs. But did you know that there is a shortage of housing for the students? There's a shortage of hotel rooms. And I'm seriously considering about possibly building a hotel complex to be able to accommodate our conventions. And God has just shown me all kinds of things. I won't go into it, but I mean, it's big. And I found out this summer that, you know what, after that $32 million thing, and we did it, and we did it debt-free, that I just kind of breathed a sigh of relief and was sitting back thinking, praise God, we don't have to come up with $1 million extra dollars a month. And then God spoke to me and started showing me all of this. And now it's going to be multiple millions of dollars per month that I need to come up with. And you know what? God is stretching me again. And I'm just saying that I get those things done. I get this next project, $53 million, done. And I guarantee you, God's going to be showing me other things. We've still got 200 employees that are down here in Colorado Springs. And we've got a little over 100 and something that are up in Woodland Park. So you know what? We've got our employees split by about 20-something miles. And it's caused problems. It's hard. We're having to duplicate some of our services. There's advantages to moving up there. And we now have 450 acres adjacent to our property in Woodland Park that my neighbors are wanting to sell me. And not only is it 450 acres, which will be just tremendous and allow us to put in student housing to do all kinds of things, but they have a 57,000 square foot building there that is very similar construction to what we've got. It's open beams and things just like our building, and it is a perfect fit, and it would allow me to move our 200 employees up to there. We could consolidate our efforts, and God has put that in my heart. And so anyway, it's just huge. I'm saying one of the reasons that I limited God originally was because I was just coasting. It was laziness, and just like this verse says, a dream only comes to pass through much business, through pain and a lot of effort. It's easier to do nothing than it is to stretch yourself and reach out and do some things. But in my case, for the vision that God has given me with the Bible college and training people, and if the Lord tarries, this thing could go on for a generation or two generations. It's already impacting the body of Christ. And God is showing me that He's just positioned me and He's leveraged me and He's given me these resources and He wants me to do these things, not for myself, but for other people to equip them to change the body of Christ. I believe it could change nations too. You know, right here in the United States, of course, this program is seen all around the world, but, you know, in the United States, this nation is headed in the wrong direction. And I believe that's true of all of these nations. We are seeing ungodliness grow and multiply, and we're at a tipping point. If something doesn't happen, I mean, this world is headed in the wrong direction. And I know that there's some people that are just fatalistic, and they think, well, this is prophesied in the Bible in the last days. Love of many will wax cold. And so they just look at it and think this is the fulfillment of prophecy. We just have to roll with the punches. And you know, it may be the last days. It may be the fulfillment of prophecy. And it may be that we aren't going to turn the tide. But I am, for one, am just unwilling to lay down and let it happen. I'm going to fight against it. I'm going to raise things up. And even if the course of the whole world or this nation continues to go downhill, we are going to rescue, ransom many millions of souls that would have been sucked in that direction, and they're going to be turned on and red hot for the Lord. I am just not willing to lay down and let these things happen. God has put it in my heart to raise up a standard against it, and we have the potential of seeing a revival happen. It's happened before. You know, I was watching a series on television about World War II and about things that happened. And you know, you could have looked at that and thought, well, this is the end times. I've actually heard a sermon where somebody preached that Hitler was the Antichrist. And did you know that Hitler fit the description, the scriptural description of the Antichrist better than any person or any group that is on the scene today. I mean, he persecuted the Jews. He did things. I mean, it would have been easy to have made that case and to have just said, well, this is the signs of the end times. It's the way it's going to be. We're going to accept it. The only thing wrong with that logic was that Hitler wasn't the final Antichrist spoken of in the book of Revelation. And people did raise up and we did have a revival. And there were things that happened. And we turned the tide. And for decades, I mean, we reaped the benefit of it. Who's to say that that couldn't happen again? I, for one, am doing everything that God has given me and everything within my power to see things turn around. And I believe that that's what God wants me to do. But it's going to take a lot of effort. It would be easier for me to just withdraw and say, well, I've done enough and I'm content. And you know what? God would still love me. God's not displeased with me. It's not like God's going to reject me. I don't believe anybody has ever fully manifested God through them. You know, Dwight L. Moody, when he was a young man, was in a church service and the evangelist got up and he said that the world has yet to see what God can do through one man who is completely yielded to Him. And Dwight L. Moody stood up and said, by the grace of God, I'm going to be that man. And Dwight L. Moody did some awesome things. This guy didn't even have a third grade education. He was actually rejected by churches when he applied for membership because they didn't feel like he was enough of a Christian to even be a church member. They rejected him. And yet this man who was uneducated, he could barely read. He would read a scripture, and when he got to a word that he didn't know what it was or he couldn't pronounce it, he would just stop and preach up to that word, and then he would go on reading and start on the other side of that word and hide his inability to read. He was an uneducated guy, and yet he shook major continents, not just one, but multiple continents. He raised up Bible schools that are still going today over 100 years later and have impacted the body of Christ. He preached before kings and queens, and God used him in a mighty way. And even though Dwight L. Moody saw so many awesome things happen, he still didn't manifest everything that God could. The world has yet to see what God can do through one man who is totally yielded to Him. I don't believe I'll do it, but I guarantee you I'm going to do everything that I can think of. And what I'm trying to get across to you is that when the Lord spoke to me in 2002 that I was limiting Him, one of the ways I was limiting Him is because I was just taking the easy route. As it says here, the dream comes through a multitude of business or through much pain and hard effort, hard work. And you know what? It's not the easy way to really go to taking the limits off of God and let God use you, but it's the better way. It takes more effort to swim upstream than it does to float downstream. An old dead fish could float downstream. And sadly, that's what a lot of people do, and just taking the easy route. What's the easiest thing? Let's do whatever is the easiest. You aren't going to be a person that changes your world. And by world, I'm not talking about the whole globe. I'm just talking about your world of influence, your sphere of influence. You aren't going to be the person that God wants you to be and reach your full potential with that attitude of what is the easiest way out. You know, right now, I really feel like the Holy Spirit's speaking to me, through me, directly to some people who you've got some choices in front of you. And you right now are tempted to take the easiest route, not the one that you really feel is God's will for you. You are being tempted right now to just, you know, make it easy on yourself and easy on your family. But God is saying to you through me that you need to stretch yourself, that you need to quit being lazy. You need to not limit God just because you don't want to put the effort into it. Now, again, there's carnal things that we put so much effort into that it saps life from us and it chokes the Word of God. I used those verses last Friday about Mark 4:18, that the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things enter in and choke the Word. I'm not talking about some carnal ambition and becoming, you know, the CEO or something and you just work yourself to death. I'm not talking about those kind of things, but I'm talking to people who you know God has more for you than what you've experienced. But in order for you to get there, it's going to take a lot of effort and you are just debating about whether or not you want to put the effort into it. And the Lord is saying to you that you need to go for it. Man, if you shoot at the stars and miss and only hit the moon, that's still more than most people have ever obtained unto. You may not reach everything, but you know what? You need to head in that direction. God, like I was sharing with you earlier, has given me a vision of raising up a huge complex where for decades, maybe generations, that the body of Christ can be influence and impact, and it can have an impact on the entire world. And God has given me this vision of those things, but it's not the easiest thing to do. And you know what? If I never get it accomplished, I'm still going to come to the end of my life and say, I pursued it. I was going in that direction. And praise God, God will raise somebody else up to finish it. We're all standing on the shoulders of other people. And if the Lord tarries and our generation leaves, there will be others that come behind us and that stand on our shoulders. And that's fine. I don't have to be the whole, I'm not the whole body of Christ. God's raised up many, many people. But I want to do my part. I want to do what God has put in my heart. And by the grace of God, I'm going to do it. When I get to the end of my life, I don't want to look back and think, you know what? I didn't do everything that God put in my heart. Man, I want to be one that says, by the grace of God, I went for it. I have done everything. Like Paul, I have run the race. I have finished my course. And there is laid up for me a crown. I don't want to leave anything here. I don't want to have any gas left in my tank. Amen. I want to spend it all. I want to go as far and as deep with the gospel as what God has called me to do. And I'm just telling you that when I was coasting and didn't have that attitude I've just described, I was limiting God. And that's one of the things that God spoke to me, and I had to repent of it. And I had to say, God, I'm willing to go back into the battle. I'm willing to get with it again. I'm willing to take the harder road and not the easier road. And I am so glad that I did. God has blessed me and blessed a lot of other people through it. And I'm saying this to you, that there are some of you that are at a crossroads and you have to make a decision. You need to take the limits off God. You need to go for it. I know that it's going to take a lot of business, a lot of pain and effort to obtain this dream. But you know what? It's well worth it. If not for yourself, do it for other people. Okay, today is October the 7th, and this is another update on our construction here at the sanctuary. This is the east side of our building. They're digging the footings right here. And it goes from here all the way over, of course, attaching to the building that I call the barn over there. This is going to be 150,000 square foot. We have on the other side over here, we have a shop that we're building, and that's going to be for a lot of our equipment and things like that. Way over on the west side of our building, they have forms up. And down here, you can see my television producer. He's Stephen Branchard. He's standing down there waving his arm. And that is a 20-foot wide wall, and it's going to be going up. And so this is basically the outline of this building. We've already gotten quite a bit of work done. What I've decided to do is to build a car park right here. It's going to be a 1,000 car park. It'll be 5 stories tall. Of course, 2 of the stories will be down in the ground. So it'll be 3 stories tall, the same height as our building, but it's adding over $18 million to this project. I know that these figures sound very high, and they are if it was just you or me having to finance it out of our pocket. But you know, there are millions of people that watch my program, and if everybody would just do something, you know, that is not that hard to come by. And praise God, together, I believe we're going to get it done on time and ahead of schedule.
Become a partner today by either calling us at 719-635-1111 or through visiting us online at awmi.net. While you're there, we encourage you to check out the full version of the Phase 2 construction update.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, Don't Limit God, is available in a brand new book in English or Spanish for a gift of any amount. It's also available in a brand new companion study guide that's perfect for home groups, Sunday schools, and for individual study. Not only is the entire teaching included in the study guide, you can also print off as many copies of the outlines and scriptures as you like when you download the PDF files from the included data CD. This valuable resource is available for a gift of $35 or more. Or you can get Don't Limit God on either CD or DVD as seen on TV, also for a gift of any amount. Every book and album will also include the Don't Limit God sticker. This reversible static decal will cling to your window or mirror, reminding you not to limit God with small thinking. Or you can get the sticker free of charge when you go to awmi.net and click on Today's TV Offer. Limit one free per household. If you'd like additional stickers, they're available for a gift of $1 or more. This entire series is also available for audio download absolutely free from our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Today's TV Offer to see all the ways you can get this teaching. The second audio teaching in today's series is titled, Cares of This World. It's available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this second CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources through our website at awmi.net. While you're there, you can discover more product details and download additional free resources. Or you can order through our helpline Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, remember, you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
Oh, hello, I didn't hear you come in. I'm Daniel Lamstas, the Director of Worship and Artistic Productions here at Charis Bible College. I want to invite you to an experience that is going to be amazing. 3 consecutive weekends of dinner theater. We are going to be having a fine dining experience in 3 separate shows called An Evening in December. Go to our webpage, christmasatcharis.com, for more information.